الحمد لله، الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد، الخالق للإنسان، المنعم عليه بالإيمان، المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. وبعد، respected brothers and elders, yesterday we completed with the description of the munafiqeen, and we noticed that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala categorically mentioned and stated the different types and the different kinds of people. Allah spoke about the mu'mineen at first, and then Allah spoke about the kafirin and munafiqeen. In today's verse, Allah invites and Allah summons all of mankind to the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. Why? That is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the one who is worthy of worship, the one who is worthy of adoration. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse says, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ عَبُدُوا رَبَّكُمْ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Allah says, O people, worship your Lord. Worship your Lord. Which Lord? الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ, the one who created you and the one who created those before you. The reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought this particular sifa, quality and attribute for Himself here in the Qur'an, this is because the kuffar would believe that Allah is the creator, that Allah did create them. They would believe that Allah created the heavens, Allah created the earth. But they wouldn't believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only being who is worthy of worship. So Allah is saying that the fact that you bring iman, you believe that I am a creator, al-khaliq, all you need to do is now bring iman in one Allah. Why? لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. So that you can protect yourselves, you can guard yourself, you can shield yourself against the azab of Allah if you bring iman. If you don't bring iman, then you are to encounter the azab of Jahannam, the punishment of Jahannam. And then Allah says, الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ الْأَرْضَ فِرَاشًا وَالسَّمَاءَ بِنَاءً. Here, Allah is counting His favors upon man. Allah counts His bounties upon man. So Allah says that it was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who made this earth a spread for you. It was Allah who made this earth a spread for you. Really think, what a great ni'mah is this from the side of Allah. The earth is not so soft that we cannot settle on this earth. We cannot firmly establish ourselves on this earth. Nor is this earth so harsh like mountains. Now just imagine if the entire earth was like mountains, how difficult it would be to move on this earth. And then Allah says, وَالسَّمَاءَ بِنَاءً. As far as the sky is concerned, Allah made it a structure. Allah made it a canopy. Allah made it a roof. In Surah Anbiya, Allah says, وَجَعَلْنَا السَّمَاءَ سَقْفًا مَحْمُوظًا. That we made the sky a protected roof. So the sky for the earth, the sky for the earth is like a roof for the house. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَنْزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً فَأَخْرَجَ بِهِ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ رِزْقًا لَكُمْ. That it is Allah who had sent the rainwater. Allah sends the rainwater from the sky, and Allah produces, Allah brings forth by the means of this rainwater, thamarat. Thamarat refers to fruit, vegetation, crops. What types of fruit? Subhanallah, different kinds of fruit of different colors, of diverse hues. And Allah says, rizqan lakum. Why all of this? As a provision for you. As a provision for you, man. Then Allah says, فَلَا تَجْعَلُوا لِلَّهِ أَنْدَادًا وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. Allah says, because it was Allah who produced all this for you, Allah, these are all Allah's bounties upon you. Allah says, then do not set up partners for Allah. Do not set up rivals to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. Whilst you know well that Al-Mun'im, the bestower, is Allah and Allah alone. No other being other than Allah. Then Allah says, وَإِنْ كُنْتُمْ. This verse was revealed on account of where the kuffar said that this Qur'an is not the word of Allah. They said that this Qur'an is not the kalam of Allah. They said, we have doubts regarding it. We have doubts concerning this Qur'an. So Allah says, وَإِن كُنْتُمْ فِي رَيْبٍ مِمَّا نَزَّلْنَا عَلَىٰ عَبْدِنَا. Allah says that, listen, if you are in doubt regarding and concerning that which we revealed upon our abd Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is the Qur'an. So if you have doubts regarding this Qur'an, Allah says, then simple, فَأْتُوا بِسُورَةٍ مِّن مِثْلِهِ. Just produce, just bring one surah like this Qur'an. One surah like it. And then Allah says, وَدْعُوا شُهَدَاءَكُمْ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. And you can call for your helpers Allah says, shuhada means witnesses, your helpers, your supporters. Allah says, you can invite all of them to come and help you. Other than Allah, it refers to all the idols and all the partners that they would make with Allah. Allah says, call all of these idols to come and help you. In kuntum sadiqeen, if you are truthful in your claim that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam made up this Quran, he forged this Quran, and that the kalam of Allah is not Allah. Ma'azallah, Allah protect us. And Allah says, fa'in lam taf'alu. These people tried and they were unable to produce a surah like the Quran, so they got frustrated. So Allah said, fa'in lam taf'alu. Now, if you cannot do so, and Allah says, let me tell you, walan taf'alu. I assure you that you'll never be able to do so. Then Allah says, now what do you do? فَاتَّقُوا النَّارَ الَّتِي وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةِ. Now fear the fire of Jahannam. Fear the azab. The fuel of which is people, is men. The fuel of Jahannam is men and stones. Men here refers to the kuffar. The kuffar will be the fuel of Jahannam. And stone refers to all the idols that they would worship other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will be the fuel of Jahannam. Then Allah says, أُعِدَّتْ لِلْكَافِرِينَ. Let me tell you, this Jahannam is already prepared for the kafirin. Now that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the wa'id, the punishment for the kafirin, in the next verse, Allah speaks about the wa'd, the promise for the muttaqeen, the mu'mineen, the believers in Allah. Inshallah, we'll do this verse next week.